Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A newly released report from India's Gujarat state reveals that 8 out of 10 missing persons are sold to brothels. The most likely victims of human trafficking are those living on less than a dollar a day. Bright Hope International C.H. Dyer says last year, churches begged for help in the brothel areas. Because of it, pastors have been getting death threats. It's war, physically and spiritually.
In just a few weeks, we're going to see this all ramp up to taking even more girls out. And my real desire is that everybody who hears our voices would pray for the churches involved in human trafficking around the world.
Next, Pakistan sits at the 10th spot on the Open Doors World Watch list. It's a list of the world's worst persecutors of Christians. However, God is moving. Bibles for the World's Moy Pudaiti says next month, one of their partners is part of a public festival.
It's all the Christians working together, and they got permission from the government to hold these festivals. And in those festivals, they are able to freely give out Bibles, New Testaments, Gospels.
It costs 25 cents for the Gospel of John and $2.25 for a New Testament in Urdu. We have a link where you can help. And Orphan Outreach is celebrating the wow factor. 3 years ago, a group of mothers and daughters wanted to do more to help the ministry and be the hands and feet of Christ. So they started an auxiliary group called Women for Orphans Worldwide, or WOW. It's grown quickly, and there's a lot of interest in forming new chapters around the country. Orphan Outreach is hosting a webinar on that topic on September 28th. You can sign up through a link at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.